Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Wouldn't be the Christmas shopping season if the stores were any less hooter than they are. Hotter than they are. Whew, it is warm in here.
Well, you have your coat on.
Yes. Oh, do I? How did that happen?
Because it's cold out.
Yes. Yes. It is. It's a bit nipply out. I mean nippy out. What did I say? Nipple. There is a nip in the air, though.
Christmas time is here.
Easy.
You need to label that one, because I don't know that that one's there, and it makes me uncomfortable. I went to Catholic school.
Why don't you just tell me to take it out? Because if I label it, you're never going to play it.
At least I know it's there.
I like to be surprised.
Yeah. Welcome back. Oh, by the way, speaking of the holiday spirit, listen to this. This is a really good story. So, you know, the Misericordia Candy Days and the Jelly Belly donation can. It's during April, if you're driving around and you see Misericordia has their Candy Days last Friday, last weekend in April, and they have these donation cans. Well, at the Twice Blessed Thrift Shop, which is on Northwest Highway in Palatine, they have a can there that they just leave. Actually, we, at our hardware stores, we have the Misericordia can there too. And then we, you know, once it fills up, people put change in it, whatever, and we, you know, bring it in and make a donation. So it sits there. They empty it off, and proceeds are given directly to the Candy Days for the Big April fundraiser. Well, the volunteers were delighted on the morning of December 7th. They found a 1 ounce fine gold Walking Liberty U.S. $50 gold coin in the donation can. Now, you know, sometimes you hear this about the Salvation Army Red Kettle thing. You don't often hear this with the Misericordia Jelly Belly can that's sitting on the counters. Well, they got so excited that they searched online and consulted a respected Palatine jeweler even to find out, you know, what this coin was all about and how much it was worth. Well, guess what? They found out the coin is worth over $1,000.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Misericordia was truly blessed by the donation, and whoever that donor was can be assured of their gratefulness and ability to put their donation to good use for over 600 children and adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities that call Misericordia home. It opened in 1980. The Twice Blessed Thrift Shop is sponsored by Misericordia and staffed entirely by volunteers. All proceeds go directly to Misericordia to further programs and services for children and adults they serve. I would love to silently be the guy that just went, bink, I'll take a couple of soda breads and I'm on my way.
Yeah.
Right? That's so cool.
That is cool. Now, my question is, though, do you think he knew it was worth that much?
Yeah.
I mean, I hope that he did. But
yeah.
Maybe
I mean,
he didn't. Maybe he didn't.
If you had a $50, I
didn't even know that they existed to be.
Well, it's got to be from years ago, right? In other words, it was worth $50 years when we were on the gold standard, but you definitely knew what it was worth.
Right.
And you're like, you know what? Those are the kinds of people that the, you know, a lot of times they're not always wealthy people, but a lot of times wealthy people get vilified. You're like, oh, the wealthy people, they're taking their. Screwing us. They're not paying their taxes. But then at the same time, those are the same people that support some of these great causes. And many times, my favorite story is like, she was a librarian and she left $2 million to whatever.
Right.
Right? That's God's work right there. I love that. That is awesome. So whoever that person is, you're the best. Going straight to heaven, my friend. All right. Speaking of heaven and Noodaloo 2s, see how I did that? Is that
no?
That doesn't go together.
No.
Okay, we have some great gift ideas for you, and I think you're going to like them. One of them takes a lot of effort, and the other is as easy as the touch of a hand. Take a listen.
Only 2 weekends left until the big day is here. Time's ticking. Do you have gifts for all the people that made your nice list? Or the rugged, or even not so rugged, man in your life? How about a super sealed wooden crate packed with gifts? Man Crates make it fun and easy to find unique, meaningful gifts for all the men in your life. You can choose the crate's theme. They sent us the Pro Tools Crate with a slew of tools inside. They also have ones like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate, Exotic Meats Crate, Grill Master Crate, and then they offer smaller versions. They're kits, they call them, like the Baconology Kit, the Homebrew Kit, or the Knife Making Kit. These cool gifts range from about $25 to $150 on mancrates.com. Is there someone you're missing this holiday season? Maybe your son or daughter at college, your BFF. Filamins are known as the long-distance friendship lamp, a lamp created as a holiday gift one year by a man whose family was spread out across the U.S. and Canada. Filamins light up a loved one's life across town or across the country, allowing you to sync up two or more of these lamps. When you turn one on with a simple touch of your hand, its mate emits the same ambient glow no matter where it is and who is on the other side. You set up the lights via Wi-Fi, and you can reach out and touch the lamp to let whoever's on the other side know you're thinking of them. FYI, this was my favorite product of all the products we've featured so far. Just saying, they range from $85 to $170 for the pair and can be purchased on uncommongoods.com. And last on our list this week, Peruvian Trading Company has made funny winter hats that offer a festive twist on a holiday tradition. The knitters and crocheters in and around Lima are paid fair wages, which was the ultimate goal of this husband and wife team in support of their native country. Not only are they super cute, but you can feel the quality in your hands. This would be a great addition to your holiday festivities. Oh, and the Santa hat, complete with the beard, is the best. You can actually spot Lou wearing it in the video that I just posted on his Facebook page. The video contains all of the items we just talked about, as well as links. So check it out, and then, come on, people, get shopping. Time's a-ticking. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
I wish that people could hear this radio show that's not on the air, because you spent the whole time during the Noodaloo 2 broadcast yelling at me in my ear because of the Santa hat. Peruvian hat.
It's the cutest
hat. By the way, those hats are so cool, and the story behind them is so neat.
Yeah.
Right? I really do like that. And the couple of the gifts in there, the was it last week we did Love Your Melon?
Yes.
Right. So there's a couple of them there that have this, you know, you're giving gifts with a purpose, which I really love. This Peruvian story is really interesting. The Filamin?
Filamin.
Filamin lights.
Are the coolest thing you've ever
seen. You think it's the greatest thing ever. I'm warming up to it. I think it's called a telephone that when you want to reach out to people, but it's a neat idea.
So this is what I was thinking, and I thought that you would love this. Like, you've got your daughter, your kids that are away at college, and you miss, you'd always say how much you miss Carmen all the way on the other side of the country. So, you know, you wake up in the morning, and you touch your little filament lamp, and yours turns blue or whatever color, and then Carmen's turns blue.
Right.
And so she looks at it, and she goes, oh, my dad just said hello. And then she touches it, and your light will change whatever color hers. I mean, it is like so sweet without having to get all technology.
Here's what I think would be, I was thinking about that, you know, like, what if I could time it in such a way, like, let's say she had a boy over and they're like sitting on the couch,
like that candle that like burn, like,
right, and so right. Then like somehow he's going in for like to get a little kiss, and I touch the lamp, and she's like, oh my gosh, my dad is watching,
red flashing.
Whoop whoop whoop, just big like an alarm goes off. Can they do that? That would be good if I could do that. That'd probably be a little creepy. Hey, Blackhawks fan, your local Chevy dealers are giving the gift of glass seats just in time for the holidays. Get the ultimate stocking stuffer, two seats on the glass to the Chicago Blackhawks game on December 27th. See Jonathan Taves and Patrick Kane face-to-face. Win these glass seats. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com. Take your best shot. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 years or older to enter. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com right now. Drive what Kane and Taves drive. Hey, coming up, the stories that matter with, who is that? Oh, yeah, Eric Rung from the Northwestern.
Did you guys dip into the wine already?
No. From the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. His news comes to you in 2 minutes.